You are listening to the audio production of Joy in the Sorrow, How a Thriving Church and Pastor Learned to Suffer Well by Matt Chandler, published by One Audio Books. This book was originally published by the Good Book Company and is read by Lance Smith. When peace, like a river, attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, Thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. Horatio G. Spafford, 1873. Preface. Everyone will suffer. Yet there can be joy in our sorrow. No one in life, no matter who you are, no matter how big your bank account, no matter how great your health, no matter how much knowledge you have of God and the Bible, no matter how obedient you might be in your faith, can avoid suffering. If it hasn't come for you already, it will come soon enough. We've heard it said many times from the pulpit at the village church, but we're all just a phone call away from immense hurt and pain. I say this to be realistic, but not to be downbeat, because the very hope of this book is to tell you that even though we will all suffer, we can all find hope and purpose in that suffering. Through Jesus Christ and in the Scriptures, our suffering isn't just validated, it's addressed. God doesn't just say that we will suffer, but He teaches us something of why we suffer and much about how to suffer. And even greater, He is the God who took the form of a human, a servant, and suffered on our behalf. God understands what it's like to be us. He gets our suffering, and He offers us joy in our sorrow. I know that's my story, and it's why I felt compelled to help develop this book. Several years ago, within the span of 12 months, I experienced the hardest year of my life. I lost both my grandparents, my newborn daughter was fighting for her life, my dad suffered a massive heart attack that put him on life support and in a coma for 9 days, and we got bedbugs in our house. That might sound minute compared to these other things, but do some Googling. It was a dark, difficult, and disorienting time. My family was wounded and broken in more ways than one. During that period, we often didn't know what to think or how to feel. Yet there was a deep-seated joy and peace underneath those thoughts and feelings that sustained us and gave us life. God used years and years at the village, including the story and sermons of Matt Chandler, and He used my closest family and community sitting with us, crying with us, praying for us, bringing us meals, and encouraging us in the Lord to give us the faith that helped us walk through our suffering. Through it all, He gave us Himself, His presence. He gave us joy. So, in a sense, I feel as if I owe my life to the people of the village. This book is just one tangible expression of my gratitude and my desire to take what I've seen and learned and share it with others. As I stepped into a new role at the village to oversee the discipleship resources we create and share, this was the one project that I knew we had to do. I didn't have a choice. We didn't have a choice. This has been our story. And it's a story we've needed to share in this way. This book tells that story. You will hear from pastors and ministers and members and former pastors and ministers and members of the village. Each chapter represents someone's story and what God has shown that individual in and through their suffering that has been a part of our bigger story here. Throughout the book, we also cut to excerpts from the video blogs, vlogs that Matt recorded as he walked through his own suffering in the wake of collapsing with a brain tumor and the subsequent surgery and treatment. Together, the stories are a reminder that we are people who have learned to suffer well together as we've walked together and leaned on the Lord together through so much. As so many have said, suffering is the common denominator for all of humanity. Unfortunately, many churches and teachers today shy away from it altogether. And so when Christians enter into suffering, they have no framework for their pain and no foundation to stand on, and so they often run away from God amid the pain and sorrow, ending up in total despair. In drawing upon the Scriptures and our own experiences, it is our...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?